the loss of our Habib alayhi salatu salam.
الصلاة والسلام الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي
Now, if the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was buried after Salatul Isha on Wednesday night, that means the first prayer that came after the burial of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would have been Salatul Fajr. Salama says that Bilal radiallahu anhu, he arose to give the call of prayer, and when he came to one part in the Adhan, the entire city of Medina began to weep again. And she said, we went into convulsions from crying at the loss of Al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine now, brother and sister, as you're listening to this CD, imagine that you're there on that night, that Fajr, sitting in the place of Salama or Umar, and suddenly you hear Bilal, who had that sweet voice, say,
Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله
أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. Imagine the emotion, the impact that took the people like a wave in the city of Medina. And we know that Bilal radiallahu anhu, and we'll get to it in a minute, after that adhan, he refused to make the adhan again for anyone. Because he said, how can I make the adhan for anyone except the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salama says, we were overcome with sadness and grief. And in fact, she says, subhanallah, that whenever we were afflicted after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with any affliction, we would remember the affliction that we had with the loss of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the test that was in front of us would become like child's play. It would become something easy, the loss of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why one poet, he said, وَإِذَا ذَكَرْتَ مُصِيبَةً تَسْجِي بِهَا فَاذْكُرْ مُصَابَكَ بِالنَّبِيِّ مُحَمَّدِ. Next is the impact of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his family. And here's a very interesting question that we could ask. Who was the first person to visit the Prophet's grave? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you were to guess, who would you think would be the first person to visit the grave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Perhaps somebody will say Abu Bakr. Maybe others will say Umar. Maybe someone will say Ali. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with all of them. But subhanallah, this might come as a shock to many of you. The first person to visit the grave of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was his daughter Fatima. Can you imagine, subhanAllah, the connection that this father had with his daughter, who immediately came to visit him after his burial? SubhanAllah, do we have this connection with our daughters, brothers? Do we have this connection with our children in general? Do we spend time with our children? I mean, nowadays it's scary. Children are being raised on DSL and DVD and MTV and PS2. And what's going to happen is when we get older, and we need them, we're going to find that they're busy with DVDs and PS2s and MP3s and everything else. But they're not going to have any time for DAD. Nobody can watch their DAD now, or download the DAD, or play with DAD, or MOM. Why? Because what we attach them to is what they'll be attached to the rest of their life. At the birth of my daughter, I asked my wife's doctor about the importance of breastfeeding. And she told me, look, if you want your daughter to love the bottle, give her the bottle. If you want her to be attached to the bottle, let her have the bottle. But if you want her to be attached to you and develop a meaning relationship with you and your wife, then I strongly encourage you to breastfeed her. And she told me, subhanAllah, that children who are given the bottle are very, very tough, and they're not soft, and they're very firm. Because why? They're hanging out with a bottle all day. But those children who are around their mothers and their fathers and experience the warm glow of this human relationship are very soft, and they have this character of the Prophet ﷺ, this love that he had for other people. Fatima radiallahu anha was the first person to visit the grave of the Prophet ﷺ. And when she came to the grave of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, as related by Al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, she found Anas ibn Malik and some other companions still putting some dirt on the grave of the Prophet ﷺ. How fast did she come to visit him? How fast did she come to visit her father, who she had such a relationship with, that even they were not done putting the dirt on the grave of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and she's already there, this attachment that her father had developed with her, radiallahu anha. She said to Anas ibn Malik, how do you feel about yourself that you're putting dust and you're putting dirt on the body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And when she came to his grave, she said, فَالصَّبْرُ يَحْسُنُ فِي الْمَوَاطِنِ كُلِّهَا إِلَّا عَلَيْكَ فَإِنَّهُ مَعْدُوبٌ. She said that patience is commendable in every situation, except with you, except with the absence of you. After the death of the Prophet, one of the companions of Fatima, he says that, subhanAllah, she was never seen smiling until her own death. Of course, you know that her death was a short time after the death of her father. But subhanAllah, the lesson here, the connection between parent and child, the connection between the Prophet ﷺ and this daughter, he left this legacy. أَمْ كُنْتُمُ الشُّهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ. Even the prophets, as related in the Quran, he will see Ya'qub on his deathbed, asking his children, asking his sons, what are you going to worship after me? Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, in countless places in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a portal into the life of this man, this ummah, Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, who almost every time when he makes dua, he says, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ دُرِّيَّتِي. Oh my Lord, make me from those who establish the prayers. SubhanAllah, this will be enough for anyone who could make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he adds, and also from my offspring, make those who inshaAllah will also establish the prayers, the concern for leaving this legacy. Some action items that you could do, akhi. Some action items that you could do, my brother or my sister. Take your son to the masjid one Saturday and teach him how to pray. Are you aware that your son knows how to pray? Are you aware that your daughter knows how to pray? Take them to the masjid. Make wudu with them. Take them to their favorite restaurant first. Then go to the masjid. Make wudu. Teach them to pray. And sit down with them after you pray and say, I'm passing on to you the legacy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The legacy of the prophets that was given to us as Muslims. Spend some time with them, sisters. Spend some time with your daughters. Give them your time. Give them just an hour a day. And wallahi, inshaAllah ta'ala, you'll plant the seed, inshaAllah ta'ala, of bringing a better ummah, a better nation, inshaAllah ta'ala. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. Alhamdulillah, we've already recorded a series on the lives of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But still, we just gave a drop from the ocean pertaining to the lives of our wonderful mothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon all of them. What was their reaction to the absence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Today, in the West, where the divorce ratio is almost 50%, we could ill afford to neglect the prophetic model of marriage. Even in Egypt, I receive phone calls and emails from people in the West who are starting to have, after 1 year, after 6 months, 4 months, 2 years of marriage, major problems.